in studio this morning are George Cron, who is the head honcho of a Class Act Productions. Yes, and three cast members from their show that opens next Thursday evening at a new venue, the 319 Downtown Event Center. That's at 319 West Walnut. It's a trio, a Springfield premiere, in fact, of a trio of short comedies by Lee Wilhelm, who, if I'm not mistaken, has local connections.
Well, he does have local connections, or maybe I should say sadly had.
Had, yeah.
He passed away last year, mm-hmm. but I spoke to his family, who are in control of his estates, and mentioned how long I'd known Lee, and we'd done so much theater in New York and here in Springfield. And they were gracious enough to say that they would be very pleased if I did some of his shows. So I'm planning, you know, periodically I'll bring some of Lee's shows back here to the area. So many of his plays are written about the Heartland area here.
And so many of his plays are one acts. He's written a lot of short
pieces.
To me,
he was the king of one acts.
Yeah.
He would just sit down. I'd watch him puff on a cigarette, and away he would go, and just with his lightning fingers type these plays out. He was very good. He was a great casting director, too, for the plays he produced. So he would get to know an actor and go, I'll write this for you.
Yeah, right.
And so he just had hundreds of plays. And just a few weeks ago, a couple of months ago, Love Creek Productions in New York sent me a file of all his plays.
Oh, wow.
And it was very daunting to go through all of these. And I sort of categorized them and kind of organized them and picked these plays because they were so funny, and I thought they'd work well in this new venue that we're.
Have they been played together on one evening in a grouping like this before?
Not that I know of. I kind of group these together.
And you call it Mixed Nuts.
I called it Mixed Nuts because of how I cast it. And they've never been performed in Springfield that I know of. These were done in New York, and so this will be a fresh, wacky experience for anybody come see it.
All right. You brought with you Addie Williams, Jennifer McBride, and Kevin Kepi. Are each of you in one of the pieces, or are you in all three of them, or more than one, or how's it working?
Well,
This is Addie.
It's Addie here. I'm in two of the pieces. I'm in the Junior Chamber of Commerce piece with Jennifer here, and then also in At Squat.
Okay. So. Well, you'll have to tell us. I didn't have specific info on what the plays were, so you'll have to tell us.
Who wants to say the title?
Well, it's right here.
Oh, good grief.
One of them is the Junior Chamber of Commerce and Their Wives Discuss Great Literature, High School, Basketball, Sex, and Other Things.
Okay.
It's a very mouthy.
That's why
title.
You were calling it the Chamber of Commerce piece.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
It's
just
actually
for time.
Three tiny one acts that were woven together. And then I decided to kind of break up those three. I stuck in At Squat and a play called Peter, which deals with if God was a rabbit and you were trapped in an elevator with him.
Very bizarre.
Very bizarre. And okay, and then Squat. At Squat is what's that
at
about?
At Squat takes place at a city park in New York, and it is about – it's actually sort of a feminist piece talking about the concepts of feminism, and you have these two ladies who meet on a park bench, and one is on the downhill and one is on the uprise in careers, and they meet together and have this bit of awakening about each other.
Is that, you know? Yeah.
Addie, what would you think? You're in it.
I am. So my character is pretty much focused on her career, and I meet this woman who is absolutely not focused on any sort of a career, but very focused on figuring out her life and what has happened to her. And she's rather intrusive and has no boundaries, which is uncomfortable for my character and will be funny for the audience. And we have an interesting conversation, to say the least.
The actor is Andy Buttrell,
yes.
Who
okay.
was also in Love, Loss, and What I Wore, a director a few months ago. So,
yeah.
Right.
Great talent.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Kevin, we haven't heard from you yet. What are you doing?
Yes, I am with some of the other guys in the Junior Chamber piece. And my character is Billy Joe. So he's a pretty fun character. This one is pretty fun with a bunch of the guys. It's kind of, in the Junior Chamber of Commerce, in the period that we have it set. These guys just kind of get together and have a good time. And
a bull session.
Mm-hmm. So it's very...
Castle on the bull.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's my character in that role. Yeah.
Okay. Now these are totally unrelated storylines, and so. Will you have a brief intermission between them? Or
I will. As a matter of fact, I'd like to mention that we're really excited because the Event Center is providing beverage and appetizers and food that
right.
can be bought during the event. So we'll do one of the one acts. We'll have a little break for orders and receiving drinks, and then we'll do another show and a little break. And so it should be a fun-filled evening, and also you can relax with your favorite beverage
and some hors d'oeuvres.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, how many people in your cast altogether?
Oh, 12. I believe it's 12.
Huh? Now, how, as we say, using 319 Event Center is brand new for you. How is it as a theatrical venue?
Well, I'm going to have a meeting today, and we're going to go in and discuss exactly where we're going to construct the stage and move things in. But it's very versatile space. As a matter of fact, Sean Gott, who owns the space, we've been talking about doing some outdoor events. He's going to be doing some remodeling in his patio area, and that's down the line as a plan. I've also
fairly big building anyway.
Well, yeah. I actually originally started, I was driving by the STD flea market downtown and saw their loading dock and actually made a phone call saying, would you be interested in doing some outdoor theater on your loading dock?
Right.
By doing something, you know, kind of strange and experimental. And he was all for that. And he says, by the way, I have this other space that I'd be willing to talk to you
about.
Oh, I
didn't realize. Yeah, same person owns the
boat. So we jumped on the indoor thing, and maybe down the line we'll do an outdoor event or whatever.
Yeah, that's a big loading dock and a big parking lot.
So that's I'm turning my wheels on what kind of crazy weird thing.
I go looking for old records there on occasion. So yeah. Anyway, but your opening is next Thursday the 21st at 7:30 p.m. and you'll run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday just the one weekend.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. It's just one weekend.
Three
I know some people who are theater goers sometimes like to wait till the next weekend, but if you do, you'll miss us.
Yeah.
And I am the producer, so obviously I would say this, but I sincerely mean that this cast is fantastic, and you cannot believe how funny these plays are. There is strong language. It is
yes.
mature subject, but extremely funny.
Mm-hmm. It is called, this trio of one acts by Lee Wilhelm that you've put together is called Mixed Nuts, and a Class Act Productions performing it at the 319 Downtown Event Center at 319 West Walnut next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 21st through 23rd, all at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $10. They will be $8 for students, and you can order drinks and hors d'oeuvres from your table, and those are going to be served in between the three one-act plays.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call 766-3139 for reservations. There's a lot of information on your Facebook page, A Class Act Productions.
Very good. Always get there and like us.
That's, yes.
Makes us feel good.
Yeah.